Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had the golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for
Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you any you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Biggs Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking and
yakety yak.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk.
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Biggs Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now we'll talk.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo ball marker. Preserve that memory forever with a photo ball marker today. Photoballmarker.com or bgt.photoballmarker.com to save $5 on your purchase. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. McNally 22, the design and creator of Biggs Golf Talk logo and graphics. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today, whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, ufotourgolf.com. Ready Putt. Clean it and sink it. Oh, never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Ready Putt head covers for your putter. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Ruckit Sports. Oh, improve your game today with a Ruckit Sports net today. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Visit loftgolf.com. .net. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald, on Instagram. You can look for me, Big John Vick, on the Golf Match app. Also subscribe to BGT on iTunes and the Google Play Music Store. Good morning, everybody. I'm Big John Vick, and Biggs Golf Talk is aired on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Our website is www.biggsgolftalk.com, B-I-G-G-S, golftalk.com. Ever want to leave us a voicemail, send us a text? You could do so by dialing it up at 262-297-3111, 262-297-3111. I hope everybody has had a great week. I certainly have. It's been a really great week, and it's been some great weather to get out and be playing some golf. Hope you're out playing some golf yourself. On today's program, Major Ed Pulido is going to be joining us from the Folds of Honor. And Ed Stevenson from DuPage Golf is going to be joining us as well. Not to mention your golf life report here on Biggs Golf Talk. Let's kick things off with your golf news. Your golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. GolfKnickers.com is the world's leading retailer in classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full line of men's plus fours, or golf knickers as you know it. To complement the knickers, the company has a full line of matching socks, caps, shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like myself and other golfers around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, with golf knickers. The first news story on the docket, the fight for golf's world number one has just grown and is coming to a head. A year that began with the big three of Jason Day, Jordan Spieth, and Rory McIlroy at the Masters became the big four when Dustin Johnson won the U.S. Open at Oakmont. And now, Henrik Stenson of Sweden has just edged his way onto the golf's top floor after winning the British Open and collecting a silver medal at the Olympics in Rio. And because former U.S. Open champion Justin Rose captured the gold, the Englishman also has to be considered among the sport's best at the moment. All this has led to more confusion than clarity as to who the player of the year is heading into the opening round of the Barclays at Bethpage Black. It's the first of four tournaments in the FedEx Cup in which the outcome of a $10 million purse likely will decide who number one really is. This, my friends, is very exciting for golf and the PGA Tour. Who do you think is the number one golfer in the world? Tiger Woods back in the news. Tiger Woods is coming back in the future. He said so himself. Not at a press conference or at a golf event, but on a podcast by Barstool Sports, ESPN Sports Center anchor Scott Van Pelt was a guest on Part of My Take, and as is often the case on the show, the co-host, Big Cat, and PFT commentator had Van Pelt call the most famous person in his phone. That person was Tiger Woods. After the first call went unanswered, Woods called Van Pelt back. When Van Pelt explained the situation, Woods jokingly responded, "Most famous or infamous?" In the conversation that ensued, Woods was asked the tired question of when he will be returning to competitive golf. With so much practice in answering that query, well, Woods cracked a joke saying, "In the future, how about that?" A playful series of questions followed, including Pat Riley's hair, Stanford football, and the grittiness of Stanford running back Christian McCaffrey. Gotta love Tiger Woods' sense of humor. How about that? In the future. So there you go. He is going to be coming back. Just don't know when. Out of Batavia, Illinois, Tour Edge Golf is pleased to announce the hiring of John Craig as Executive Vice President effective January 1st of 2017. Craig's remarkable experience in the golf business aims to strengthen Tour Edge's position in the marketplace and build upon a distinguished 30-year history. Craig has already partially moved into the role of Executive Vice President, working remotely from Australia, coordinating the sales and marketing strategies of the new Hot Launch 2 product line. Before joining Tour Edge Golf, Craig, born and raised in Australia, founded Cooperative Golf Services and developed it into a leading distributor of international brands to the Australian retail golf industry. In addition to his experience on the manufacturing and distribution side of the industry, Craig also brings considerable golf retail experience, as well as having spent 10 years outside of golf in strategic management consulting. Set to complete his MBA this December, Craig and his family are moving to Chicago this winter. So there you go. Tour Edge Golf hires John Craig as Executive Vice President. That's a great addition for Tour Edge Golf. For more information about Tour Edge Golf, head over to www.touredge.com. That does it for your golf news. Your golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. Enter promo code BIGG at checkout to get 10% off your purchase at GolfKnickers.com. Up next here on Biggs Golf Talk, Major Ed Pulido to join us to talk about Patriot Golf Day and the Folds of Honor. We'll be right back right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit ReadyPutt.com. That is ReadyPutt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Thoughts is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Thoughts can personalize it for you. Golf Thoughts confirms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Thoughts is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Thoughts, visit www.golfthoughts, that's G-O-L-F-D-O-T-Z.com. Golf Thoughts is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Thoughts is www.golfthoughts.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's B-I-G-G-J-O-N 15, you get a discount for your golf dots. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
Golf Talk for golfers on Big's Golf Talk. Back to Big John and Dennis the Menace.
Welcome back to Big's Golf Talk, right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. And just a reminder, subscribe to Big's Golf Talk by iTunes or on the Google Play Music Store, all for free. As we teed up on 6, 7, 8, 9, and before we make the turn, you know, back on July 18th, Bill, the Golf Father Cuevas, myself, Dennis the Menace, Whiten, and Boxer Shorts, all live at the Patriot Shootout, Folds of Honor, Indiana. And a gentleman that joined us and kicked off the program was our first guest,
Major Ed Pulido returns here on Biggs Golf Talk to talk about an event where it all started for the Folds of Honor. Back in 2007, it was the centerpiece of their first fundraiser and continually stands as their number one source of revenue. We are talking about Patriot Golf Day. Welcome back, Major Ed Pulido. Truly an honor once again to have you on Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great day and a special day to be an American and to promote something very special to all of us, and that is to empower and support our nation's heroes and their families through education, and that's what we're all about at the Folds of Honor.
I got to tell you, you know, I talked to you, you know, during our break and before we came back here on the air, and it was truly an honor to meet you face to face, shake your hand, give you a hug, and even seeing you hit a tee shot on the course. And I got to tell you, man, you, my friend, are an inspiration.
Well, thank you so much. I know that we've done some great things together in promoting the Folds of Honor and its core mission. And I think that the thing that we always talk about is, you know, honoring the sacrifice, educating the legacy, making sure our military families have the educational support that they need. And with 87% of them not qualifying for educational scholarships, we can all do our part to make a difference.
I mentioned in the opening that this all started back in 2007 with the very first fundraiser of the Patriot Golf Day. We have been a supporter since 2007. Can you believe it's been 9 years, going on the 10th year next year?
Well, the great thing about all of that is that, you know what, we've been able to make a difference because we've had over 28,000 PGA professionals across the country being involved, using the game of golf as a way to not only raise money, because it's a $3.9 billion endeavor through the fundraising efforts of the golf and their PGA professionals are put out each year. But the thing about it is that what we're trying to do is create a movement, create wingmen all across this country to say, hey, I want to do something. What can I do for our military and their families? And then just put together a program and a plan that's easy and that people can go out on Labor Day weekend and make a difference. And I got to tell you, I know you love golf. I know your listeners love golf. And so if we can get them out to play golf over Labor Day weekend and do something for our men and women who fight for our freedom, then we've done everything we can to make this country the greatest country in the world, the United States of America.
Absolutely. I remember back in 2007 when we had Major Dan Rooney on the program, and we talked about both Patriot Golf Day, and then we had him back on to talk about the post Patriot Golf Day, raising $1.2 million back in 2007, and then 2014, can you believe it? 2014, $5.4 million.
Wow. I mean, it's just incredible. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, we don't do things on our own. It's always been something that we do together. We empower people to think about something very important, and that is a way to get involved with our military. And if you've never served, you know what? This is a way to be involved and be a part of our support mechanism. And so, you know, Major Rooney started this years ago, and now it's just taken on, you know, its own wings. And, you know, we couldn't do it without the PGA professionals, 28,000, the PGA of America, the USGA. They're involved. So if anybody's listening, you know, you're making a difference because you're involved with those two great organizations as well. Now the PGA Tour supporting us with their players. I mean, even just the other day, we got a call from Ken Duke, a PGA professional, you know, certainly been on the tour for years. Won his first event, I believe, at the Travers, if I recall, a big event that he, you know, played in. And then all of a sudden, you know, look what we're doing. We're doing some things with him. We're going to have a big event in December, and I just think that's what it's all about. So, you know what, just spreading the message, spreading the word, and I know across the country and then where you're at there in the northern part of the world, man, we're making a difference, and people love to play golf.
You know, by the way, UFO Tour Golf, a sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk, creating Folds of Honor bags for the Champions Tour. A few players on a Champions Tour sporting the Folds of Honor bag out there.
Well, yeah, and I think that isn't that cool? I mean, when you can brand things like that, it just gives it so much credibility and also makes it interconnected. And then all of a sudden, you know, people get involved in something that's easy and tangible. And I think that, to me, is what we've got to keep going on with. And and promoting. And then you were attending the event there with our chapter, with our friends there, Mike Daggett and his team, and then Deanna. You got to see kind of hands-on what these wonderful Patriots do. And, you know, we don't do it alone. We do it in a coalition of partners all over the country, and it's kind of like building an army or building a military. We understand that we all have a mission in life, and that is to take care, in this case, our military families.
We're talking with Major Ed Polito. He is with the Folds of Honor, and he is a hero, actually, to me. He actually gave part of his soul and his limb for our freedom, and we need to show our thanks for that. And one of the ways we can show our thanks for that is this Labor Day weekend. You can play some golf and play some Patriot Golf Day golf at a course that is participating in this. Talk about this, Major Ed Polito. How does this work with Patriot Golf Day?
Well, what people can do is they can go to their local facility, ask if you're participating in Patriot Golf Day. For example, I went to the Greens Country Club. I live here in Oklahoma, and today I just asked them, hey, are you guys going to do anything for Patriot Golf Day? And they said, yeah, we're going to go put something out on the front there, and people can give an extra dollar or more in their green fee on that day, or just give a donation, and we'll send a report envelope back to the Folds of Honor. I mean, it's that easy. Or people can do an event at their local golf club and collect money that way. Or our golf courses are now, with our PGA professionals, are saying, hey, I want to do a big event. I want to invite someone from the Folds of Honor to speak, or a military family that they represent. And then all of a sudden, you know what, we have a big event that raises anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000 and or more. So it's just that easy, and people can get involved and do something for our military and really impact their families.
People can also head over to foldsofhonor.org and click on Get Involved, and it'll bring up Patriot Golf Day. You can actually locate a course that is participating in this. Now, Major Ed Polito, is it too late for courses to sign up to take part of Patriot Golf Day?
Well, we do. They can go to foldsofhonor.org or patriotgolfday.com and sign up. They're participating in golf course there on our website. Or if somebody doesn't participate or play golf, you know what? They can go ahead and make a donation at foldsofhonor.org. And then, they, of course, put my name on the donation there and say a memo line, hey, on behalf of Major Ed, called me to action to make this happen, and I'll make sure that they get credit for that, and certainly, you know, that's a way that they can give. And you know what? Not everybody has an opportunity to play golf, but I got to tell you, you know, whether you are part of the game or not, or you're listening, or you're just somebody that really likes the game and really gets into talk radio like you and listens to it, it's just a way to get involved and be a part of something very, very special.
Register to promote your course. If you're doing a private, maybe doing something and you have not registered with Folds of Honor, head over to foldsofhonor.org right now, get involved. And if that's your first time participating in Patriot Golf Day and would like to receive information about officially registering your course as a participating in Patriot Golf Day, they have a really, really easy registration and sign up on the page there, and it walks you right through it as far as course ID number, facility name, you know, and all that stuff. So head on over there if you are participating, and make it well known that your golf course is a part of Patriot Golf Day and you support the freedom that we have, because freedom is not free. As Major Ed Polito said, just as little as $1 can really, really make a difference. And there's golf courses here in Wisconsin and Illinois, Midwest here, that is participating in Patriot Golf Day and holding events itself, such as Silver Spring Golf Club in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. I'm going to be participating in that event over there. So give them a call and see if you could be a part of that and meet me live in person or over Labor Day weekend. Now, Major Ed Polito, you also have a story, and part of that story is also in your book. How can people find out more information about your book?
Yeah, they can go to majored.org and pick up a copy of Warrior for Freedom. Warrior for Freedom is a book that was written by Marie Bartlett and I, and it's a book that really just chronicles a little bit of my military history, but also chronicles what I'm doing to give back and what happened to me after being hit by a roadside bomb. And then what I did afterwards was to say, you know what, I'm going to need the support of the American people. Can't walk this life on or this path on my own, and I'm going to need some support and help. And you know, get back on my feet, pay taxes, contribute, make a difference. And that's what the book is all about. And I talk about our military. I talk about the Folds of Honor. And then I talk about what people can do in giving back and learning that, you know, our military experienced some things in combat, but they can come back and live a fruitful life as long as they have the American people at their side. So they can go to, again, majored.org and get a copy of the book, Warrior for Freedom, and proceeds go back to the Folds of Honor.
Now, there's other events, and you can actually click on host an event at foldsofhonor.org as well. So if you want to host a certain event, maybe it's not over Labor Day weekend, and people are hosting different bowling events, soccer events, golf events, basketball events, whatever event you want to host, maybe a celebrity softball thing that you want to do, donate all the proceeds to the Folds of Honor, you can actually go to the Folds of Honor and click on host an event and find out more information on how you could be a part of that. People are doing different events around the country, aren't they?
Exactly. We can keep it going and make a difference and change lives. And you know what? Thank you for everything you've done for our country and for our support, our military, and our golf.
It's me that has to thank you. It's me that has to thank all the people behind the scenes at Folds of Honor. It's me that has to thank the recipients of these scholarships because they gave the ultimate sacrifice of their mother, father, aunt, uncle, grandfather, grandmother, whatever it might be. It's those people I need to thank. I thank you for the freedom I have to host this radio show and to be able to step on that first tee, be able to step on the 10th tee, be able to have a Budweiser in my hand because Budweiser is one of the main sponsors of the Folds of Honor. Get yourself a Budweiser Bud Light because let me tell you something, folks. Freedom is not free. It's you, Mr. Polito, Major Ed Polito, that I have to thank.
Oh, man. Well, you're too kind. And look, the heroes don't come back, and that's the way I sort of look at it. I'm glad I'm back with here with my family, with my love for my country, and certainly have an opportunity to continue to worship God. And that, to me, is the essence of who we are. And then we play the game of golf to really empower ourselves to have the freedom to be able to do it. And I think that, in essence, is the winning combination here. This is the purpose of this call. Yeah. So go out and play on Patriot Golf Day and make a difference and join you and I in being wingmen on this mission.
Absolutely. And by the way, on behalf of Bill the Golf Father Cuevas and Dennis Whiten and myself, thank you because you're also our brother as well.
Oh, man, and you know what? I love the Godfather Cuevas.
Yeah.
There's only one Godfather in there. That guy is an animal, man.
Yeah, he is. You should have seen him at the hotel. Holy cow.
And you know what? He's a man of he doesn't have to say much. You know he's the Godfather.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and he is such a great. I miss that brother so much, as I miss you as well. And I'm definitely. I hope to see you before next year in Indiana. I hope to see you before that. But you know, if that's what it is, I'm see you next year for sure in Indianapolis, my friend.
Well, and congratulations on your show, and a big shout out to the Wisconsin area and the section there, PGA section, and you know, I know that they hear you over there in Michigan and Illinois and Indiana and everywhere, man. You're freaking getting around, brother. Congrats. And you know what? I'm glad that we provide the freedom for you to be able to do something you love.
Thank you, brother. Hoorah.
Hoorah. Have a great day. God bless America.
Well said by the man himself, Major Ed Polito, ladies and gentlemen, from the Folds of Honor. Head over to www.foldsofhonor.org and get involved and be a part of it. Make a donation today. All right, we're going to head into the turn here on Biggs Golf Talk. We'll be right back right after this with your Golf Life Report.
Early to rise, went through the pregame routine. Hit drives for more than just show. Yelled four to warn for balls unseen. And approached with a long way to go. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come. If only we had more gizmos and gadgets, we might not have been sat in the sand. The Our girls' drinks strained our budgets, but we got a birdie in the hand. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come. Yeah. Head to the clubhouse for a quick pit stop. Add up damage from the front nine. Get food and drink, and we're not talking pop. Head out knowing the back will be fine. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come, yeah. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come, yeah.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGOLFTALK to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net. A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Hey, let me tell you about Ruckett Sports. Ruckett Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckett provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen. I've been using Ruckett Nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckett Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckett. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckett Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit Ruckett.com to improve your game. That is RUKKET.com.
This is Biggs Golf Talk with Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. Tomorrow, across the country, Fox Sports Networks will begin airing our August episode of Golf Life. Be sure to check your local listings to find out when it airs near you. In this episode, we visit the golf club at Chelsea Piers in Manhattan, New York. Plus, we get a driving range tip from top teacher Derek Nannen. We take the Golf Skate Caddies out at Silver Lake Golf Course in Staten Island, and much, much more. You can see the full TV schedule over at golflife.com. Just click the TV schedule tab to find out when it airs near you. Recently, Golf Life received a set of wedges from Harry Taylor Design. Let's hear from Golf Life's co-host Colton Little on his thoughts about these wedges.
Harry Taylor, a guy who spent most of his adult life playing golf in college, on the PGA Tour, and on the Champions Tour. But most recently, he's found success in a wedge. Harry Taylor and Harry Taylor Design has designed and developed a wedge that works beautifully for golfers with all abilities. Harry Taylor Design sent Golf Life a 60 degree to try out and review. These precision milled wedges are truly one of a kind. The way this club glides through the sand and grass with ease is unlike anything we've tried here at Golf Life. The Series 305 comes in two different colors. You have the black finish and you have the satin finish. All the grooves on the face of these wedges are 100% inspected U-shaped grooves, which creates more consistent spin of the golf ball off the club face. The craftsmanship and precision of this wedge is so detail-oriented. Just look at this thing. It's beautiful. This one in particular is a 60 degree. They also make a 52, a 54, a 56, and a 58. The weight of these wedges are about 296 grams, which means they're very light, and with the stainless steel head, they're very durable. If you want to get a set of these wedges, check out harrytaylorgolf.com. Pick the loft and the color, black or satin, and watch the magic that this club brings to the golf course. harrytaylorgolf.com.
We are currently in Vegas filming the World Golf Skills. This amazing event features the World Golf Scramble, the World Par 3 Challenge, World Golf Skills Challenge, the World Short Game Challenge, and the World Putting Challenge. So many talented golfers from around the world competing and having a blast, not to mention getting to play three top courses in Vegas. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter at golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports stations. Check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this.
Try it.
Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand. Catering to the average golfer just like us, Loft Golf apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit loftgolf.net. That's loftgolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us.
Water has always been a powerful force, and now it's the power inside Bridgestone's new B330s. Introducing HydroCore technology, a revolutionary process that enhances the gradation of the solid core's inner and outer regions for less spin and more distance. Try Bridgestone's new B330s and see how a little water goes a long way.
Bridgestone. You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vic along with you to tee up here on 16, 17, 18. And boy, I miss this guy. My next guest, you know, I produced a show for quite some time down there in Chicago, and that foursome that I was working with was a terrific foursome. You want to talk about guys that were wanting to grow the game of golf and getting information out there to the Chicago listeners and Chicagoland area and, as a matter of fact, Indiana too. I mean, they went down to French Lick Resort and all that stuff. Yeah, Rory Spears, one great guy, but I'll tell you what, I still say the man and the muscle behind that show is one Ed Stevenson. He is the director of golf operations at DuPage County Golf Course and the co-host of Golfers on Golf on WSBC Radio, the one and only Ed Stevenson. And Ed, welcome into the program, my friend.
Hey, Big John, thank you. That's one heck of an intro to have to live up to, but I got to say, we miss you tons. And, you know, the city of big shoulders here in Chicago, big golf community, it's just not as big without you in it as much. So we can't wait to see you back here soon, too.
Speaking of big, you guys got big plans going on right now with Oak Meadows. It is under construction, and it's like a baby being reborn, and you are just like a happy papa.
I feel very much that way, and it's been exciting. You know, here, and there's so many golf courses here in the Chicago area, but we've got this great property, 288 acres, just west of O'Hare Airport, kind of easy access from all locations around it. And it was time. It was time to improve that property. It had some great history from back in its original era as the Elmhurst Country Club. It included Ben Hogan winning the 1941 Chicago Open there over Sam Snead. But decades of flooding problems and some aging infrastructure led us to the point that we wanted to truly reinvent that property. And here we are over a year into construction, and it's awesome to see the golf feature starting to take shape.
I'll tell you what, I have golfed that course. As a matter of fact, it's still the lowest round that I've had in my career was on Oak Meadows. So.
All right.
Yeah, and it's on Game Golf, as a matter of fact, that course is my lowest round of all the rounds that I put in my whole career. So I was kind of, you know, I was one under. And that doesn't happen with me. I'm never one under. But the course was a great course, and now it's just going to be even better. What are some of the major changes for those that have been there that they're going to see?
Well, you know, one of the things that is exciting, even before, you know, as a golfer, I love the golf elements of it, and definitely want to tell you about that, but I love what we've done to combine golf with solving problems for the community. You know, listeners to your show know, Big John, that the golf community sometimes in the industry wears a target. People ask what's wrong with golf, and you know, it's got this exclusive use sort of connotation to it. We're a conservation agency here in DuPage County. We're the Forest Preserve District. And a lot of people ask us, what's a conservation agency doing in golf? Well, we set out to answer a lot of those questions. And before even doing things to make the golf course better, we set out to take this property and make it a better forest preserve. We've gone through, there's 1.3 miles of Salt Creek that goes through the center of this property. And we've restored the creek to the way it was maybe more 100 years ago to improve water quality. We've reworked the landscape to make sure that we can actually hold more stormwater on our preserve instead of it flooding out the residents' basements, backyards, and businesses. And then along with that, we've created new wetlands, we've created upland habitat, and done things just to make the landscape as a whole more healthy for future generations. And, you know, that alone was feeling rewarding enough, but on top of that, we got to then go and route a brand new 18-hole golf course in the place of where there used to be 27. And we've made that golf course flood resistant to take care of the flooding problems. But we've taken advantage of the new technologies in golf course design and everything else to make it that much more challenging, that much more fun, and just that much better an experience for the golfer that comes out to see us.
You guys have some great information on your website. How can people find out more information and follow the progress over at Oak Meadows Golf Club?
Well, thanks, Big John. We've been wanting to share our story and reveal bits of news as they come forward, and we've put them all on DuPageGolf.com, and that's the common site for our three properties. We have Oak Meadows, Maple Meadows, and Green Meadows. So we've been posting videos and stories and bits of information, and now with the grass starting to germinate on top of the greens and tees and fairways, we'll be looking forward to even more updates in the months to come.
Can you give the listeners any kind of window on when Oak Meadows will be returning back to business?
Well, we have two milestones we're looking forward to that I can sort of put out there for your listeners. One is going to be as we finish the golf construction and start to grow in this fall, we are going to be announcing a new name for that golf course. So it's been in its past it was Elmer's Country Club. It's been Oak Meadows. It's truly going through a rebirth, and I think you used that word earlier. It's a perfect word. So we're looking forward to launching it with a new name and new brand, and we'll be doing that over the winter. If Mother Nature could smile on us a little bit and give us some warm weather, we've targeted an opening window that could be as early as Memorial Day of 2017, could be as late as around 4th of July, but certainly by this time next year, we will be out enjoying the brand-new, reborn, reinvigorated golf preserve at Oak Meadows.
In my intro, I had mentioned that you're a co-host on Golfers on Golf, and I mentioned also in that introduction that you're all about growing the game of golf as we are. And I think that's one of the reasons why Ed Stevenson, you and I get along so well, because we really want the future to be able to enjoy this great game that we have been experiencing for many, many years. To do that, you, my friend, are going to be representing the Illinois Junior Golf Association with a golf-a-thon, and that's all going to be happening on September 9th. Talk about that.
Awesome. Yeah, the Illinois Junior Golf Association has a special place in my heart. I think, at its core, you mentioned growing the game. I think golf can do so many good things for the community, and we're doing it with our landscape improvements at Oak Meadows, but the motto of the Illinois Junior Golf Association is better people through golf. And it's a competitive organization. In fact, in the span of just the short summer months, the team and the staff there host upwards of 140 golf events in about a 12-week span, if you can imagine that. But it's for kids ages 8 through 18 to get a chance to certainly compete and enjoy the game at that level, but also just be around their peers and benefit from all the good things that come with the life lessons we learn from golf. So Of course, to do that, it takes some funding and it takes some community participation. And one of the main fundraisers of the year for the Illinois Junior Golf Association is the Golf Marathon. So the task for those of us that are going to be participating in it is to play 100 holes of golf in one day. We're going to be doing it at the Cantini Youth Links in Wheaton. And we're reaching out to the community and asking for their support to pledge whatever they can, whether it's a dollar a hole, something more nominal than that. Any help is appreciated and goes towards that mission of better people through golf. And we'll be using the funds collected through the Golf Marathon to actually, in particular, help some of the kids who may not normally be able to afford financially some of the competitive opportunities and the programming that the Illinois Junior Golf Association puts out there. So it's a great program. The website is IJGA.org, and there's a tab there for support and sponsors where there's a lot more information about how to get behind the Golf Marathon.
Well, I'll tell you what, you do great work. I know the IJGA does great work. The Illinois Junior Golf Association does some great, great work, and I fully endorse them, and I encourage people to head over to their website at IJGA.org and show your support, because better people through golf is what they stand for. Growing the game of golf, Ed Stevenson's going to be participating in a golf marathon, and their goal is to golf 100 holes on September 9th. We want you to get over there and support that cause. And Ed, I'll tell you what you're doing is just admirable, my friend.
Well, much appreciated, Big John. And, you know, hey, I think where we hit it off so well, like you said, we love growing the game. We love sharing the game. So yeah. It's great to have ways to do it, whether we do it on the golf course, over the airwaves, through the internet, or through putting programming together to help kids. You know, golf has enriched my life and I think made me a better person, and I appreciate the things that I have in life. So the chance to share that with others through one of those ways is pretty special, and I appreciate you getting behind it and sharing the game of golf with all of us, too.
By the way, you are the director of golf operations at DuPage County Golf Club, DuPage County Golf. Earlier on, we had Major Ed Polito talking about Patriot Golf Day. Are your courses going to be participating in Patriot Golf Day?
Our staff gets so excited every year. The answer is absolutely yes. You know, it is so amazing to see what Major Ed has accomplished and grown that into, and to see our customers really look forward to Patriot Golf Weekend and like to get out in some of the events we sponsor, some of the collection opportunities we have just at sort of point of check-in. And it's fun. It's fun to see the community, you know, get behind a program and want to recognize the needs for the Patriot Education Fund and to help support those families who need it and you know, whose family members have made such a great sacrifice for everybody.
And by the way, I'd be looking forward to that nice invite to help you celebrate the rebirth of Oak Meadows, a.k.a. whatever the name is going to be decided on this winter. But I'm hoping to be there, and I'm hoping to see that invitation in the mail.
I can't wait to send it your way and get the chance to say hello in person. And heck, you've got that personal best out at Oak Meadows, and whatever we rename it, we're going to reserve a spot for you to get out there and see if you can top that personal best. And you know, that's one of the fun things. Whoever gets to play it first, you get to have that course record in your back pocket, even if it's only for a moment or two. So yeah. Let's get you out there, Big John Vic, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Lastly, I just want to show that there is never no bad blood between media people, because we love to share the wealth. We want to all do the same thing by growing the game of golf. You are the co-host of Golfers on Golf. Tell us, how can people listen to Golfers on Golf?
Well, we air live on Sunday mornings here in the Chicago area on AM 1240, and it's a chance for really us to talk about our show, talks about the world of golf from a Chicago perspective, but also we cover the community as well through our website, which is golfersongolf.com, and my co-host Rory Spears has been a longtime Chicago area media guy. He's often occupying the press box, whether it's at the United Center or at whatever they call Comiskey Field these days. I know that's going through a name change. And at Wrigley, but his real passion is golf. So even between the broadcasts, Rory Spears is writing news and notes through his blog at golfersongolf.com, and then certainly we like to post interviews, shows, and points of interest as well for our audience's listening pleasure, we hope. So golfersongolf.com is the place to go to check in with us, and hopefully just another one of those avenues to mutually share some news and fun from the golf community.
There you go. Ed Stevenson, thank you so much for taking some time out and talking about the Illinois Junior Golf Association, what's happening with DuPage Golf, and the radio show as well. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks, Big John Vic. You're the best. Can't wait to see you in person, and we'll tee it up on that new course in 2017.
Looking forward to it, my friend. I want to thank Major Ed Polito for coming on the show to talk about Patriot Golf Day. I want to thank the Golf Life Report, and I want to thank Ed Stevenson from DuPage Golf. That does it for Big's Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.bigsgolftalk.com is our website. Big's Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, ufotourgolf.com. Ready Putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Loftgolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Big's Golf Talk.
It's Saturday morning. Here I come. Play golf. It'll turn you lazy. Play golf. It'll make you crazy. Something strange happens to your brain when you take a big swing at that little white ball. It don't matter if we win or lose. Even birdie, par, and double bogey too. The boys are calling so.
Tune in when Big John and Dennis attempt to hit them straight with golf information, guests, and valuable tips. May your drives find the fairways and your putts find the cups.
Four!